The last thing, Mr. Secretary, we look forward to the Kevin Warsh era at the Fed. I know you've been a big supporter. Unfortunately, today, ungentlemanly, Jay Powell has decided to stay on as the governor. It's only the second time in 113 years. I don't know why. You know, let's just say, why did he have to do it? Why not just leave it up to Kevin Warsh for a new era?
Larry, I want to come back to the Warsh bit, but I will say it's highly unusual what former chair Powell did. And Larry, to be clear, the last time that a Fed chair stayed on the board, it was at the request of the president.
Yeah.
And I one thing I can promise you is President Trump did not request for Jay Powell to stay. I think it's highly unusual for someone who says he's an institutionalist and cares about norms at the Fed. This is a violation of all Federal Reserve norms. And I've got to tell you also, Larry, I think it is an insult to Kevin Warsh, Mickey Bowman, and Chris Waller to think that, you know, these other Republican nominees do not care about the institution of the Fed, and that he alone can maintain the integrity of the Fed. We had the worst inflation that perhaps in our country's history, certainly in 47 or 50 years under this chairman. And I think the good news is today, Kevin Warsh cleared committee. He's going to be confirmed. He will be the new Fed chair on time, May 15th, May 16th. And I think it's going to be a new day at the Fed. And again, all President Trump wanted was accountability. We're going to get an IG report on the building. That's all he ever asked for.
Yes, sir.
And I think that we will have a great monetary policy. I think we will have great management in terms of the regulatory and of the facilities.